The Trader Cobb Crypto Show, talking business in blockchain.
Hi there, guys, and welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show from the Dubai Blockchain Summit. Today's guest is Kent Christensen, the CEO of Messenger Bank. Absolute pleasure having you on the show. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Listen, I would like you to tell me and the listeners and viewers exactly what Messenger Bank is.
Okay, we can do that. Messenger Bank is a banking platform that banks the unbanked. It also have a trading platform for cryptocurrencies. And we also have more like a traditional bank, 180,000 points where you can top up your Messenger Bank card. So that is done with Walmart, Walgreens, 7-Eleven, whatever. You can see it on our website, which is messengerbank.io.
Yep.
And we were one of, not the first in the market, but absolutely maybe the most developed, because our platform is functioning.
Yeah.
I have seen a lot of projects the last year, 2 years, a lot of hype.
And then they disappeared.
And the ICOs, I mean, I don't know. I don't know where they're hiding, but they are definitely not here anymore.
No, I agree with you. So what made you want to bring this into this space? And obviously Messenger Banking, you've got a bank essentially set up. You've obviously got a lot of outlets where you can top up. Why the exchange? What's the link there?
Well, the idea is that Messenger Bank, in 5 years' time, when cryptocurrencies is getting more adopted, mass adoption, I want to cut the name bank out, because we are just a messenger, basically, even now.
Okay.
So what do? We bank the unbanked. They can send messages, they can send money home to their families in another country. So we are basically a messenger for them. We are a butler on a smartphone.
Yeah.
And we realized that they cannot go online on Coinbase and buy Ethereum in order for them to buy my MBCT, in order for that to be loaded on a Visa card. It was way too complicated.
Yeah, too many steps.
So now, go to one of these big retailers, load your card, transfer from your card to your mother's card, free of charge, $3,000 a month. And they can stay in Australia, they can be in Mexico, they can be in Europe, doesn't matter. So that way we make sure that remittance is absolutely free. Even the load is $4.95. We give them one of our coins to cover that.
Okay.
So that's the way that we get our cryptocurrency into the market, little by little.
And there's some key markets that already have a pre-existing messenger type model as far as they're used to using it. I know a lot of African nations are sending mobile phone credits and mobile, you know, doing everything via their mobile phone. Is there certain key markets that you at Messenger Bank are focusing on at the moment, or is it just a more of a global domination you're looking for?
Well, let's go back to 2002.
Okay.
When I built a company called Club World Connect.
Yep. Okay.
Club World Connect was on the Nokia phone, SMS.
Yeah.
The worker had a debit card, his family had the other debit card, and he would then send a text, when my salary hit my card, please transfer 200 to my mom, please pay my rent. So I already did that in 2002.
Right.
In 2008, some very big companies in remittance came and knocked on my door, wrote a check on $863 million and said, you stay out of the remittance business for 5 years. And I did that. I stayed out 5 years, 7 months, and then we started this project. And this time, it'll be very hard to buy us out because we were pretty well loaded some years ago, and we haven't spent that money yet, so we're doing well.
That's unreal. I guess, I mean, the next question is super organic, and it's why? I mean, why not just buy yourself a yacht, disappear, and be unknown? Obviously, there's a passion there. You love building businesses, and is it just that you see that there's something that needs to be done? Like,
what's
the driving force?
I think this time around, it's more important when you can take unbanked and bank them, when you can give them a platform of existence where they can pay bills, where they can have a debit card, where they can start to save money.
Yeah.
then they go one step further in life. And secondly, governments can actually start to tax them. So that's a win, win, win.
All the way through.
For me, I do it because of excitement, and I do it because I have seen so many hard-working, like people in the construction business.
Yes.
They work their ass off, and then they spend $80 a month, which is like a two-day salary, just to send money home.
Yeah.
I want to do it for free. I want to help them. Give them a chance.
Matt, it's very commendable. I fully understand that. I thought it would come from something like that, as opposed to, I just want to make more money, because you probably don't need another dollar in your life. It doesn't matter. It's about helping people, and I agree with you. We're huge on education here and what we do for the show as well. Obviously, that's why I'm interviewing you. But also in the trading space, I'm trying to help people to progress themselves. Anything that we can do to progress the space in blockchain and human beings moving forward is truly commendable. What's your biggest uptake at the moment? I mean, how long have you been around, and what market is your biggest currently?
US.
It is US. Wow.
Yes. US is the biggest market in remittance. It's a $1 trillion market. Everybody lives in the United States and send money all over the world, to Africa, to Latin America, Mexico, China, you name it. I mean, who doesn't live in the US?
Yeah.
So that's the biggest market. The second thing is, of course, we love to make money too.
Yes.
The idea with Messenger Bank, that will become Messenger in some years, is that when the ecosystem and the coin is fully distributed, I want to make it completely decentralized.
Okay, yeah.
Totally. So that it's a bank which is totally decentralized. I will throw the key away and retire, and then the people who owns the token and the people who are involved as clients are now the owners. And then they have to continue this for the next generations. But I will fund them so well that no governments or anything, it'll be very hard to stop this project. This project is really and truly meant for the future.
So you're planting a seed, you are spending time tending to this garden, so to speak, until the garden is so big and powerful that it's the Amazon that looks after itself and no one's going to chop it down.
That's more or less it, yes. That was very well said. And I want to give people hope that they can go to another country and they can take care of the people back home. I have a specific example. Actually, it's my fiance. Her name
Congratulations.
Thank you. Her name is Afifi Eloise. She's an actress. And she lives in Beverly Hills, but she has family in Africa.
Yeah, okay.
And she can help them with this system here without spending a dime. That means that her family back home will get more money. I think it's a win-win.
Brownie points on that one for sure, mate.
And she's a pretty lady. That's my win.
Well, it seems to be everything you're touching is win, 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 three times all the way through. So talk to me about the token. I mean, there's a token that you talk about, that's the forest that you wish to grow, hopefully retaining its value, growing its value, giving back to the people and helping. How does this token link in to the message bank side of this?
It's pretty simple. If you want to do a cross-border transaction, so let's say I have to send you $10,000 and you are in Australia.
Yep.
And I'm in America. So if I should do that, I would have to ask permission. I couldn't even do it with Western Union, I guess not more than $3,000 or whatever. Yeah. But by using the MBCT token, it's a crypto transaction from one wallet to another wallet. So the money leaves, or the coins leave my wallet in LA, come to your wallet in Sydney. Neither the Australian government, neither the American have seen that happen. You sell your coins on the local exchange and get the money on your card.
Yes.
The whole thing, $10,000 will cost you 35 cents in cash.
Yeah, wow.
If I send you a $10,000 wire transfer, it'll take 4 days.
Yep.
Everyone will cost about it. $550, $60 bucks or whatever. This thing here is done in 2-3 seconds.
Wow.
Free of charge.
It's an amazing idea. And how do people get a hold of the token? They have to be a participant of Messenger Bank to...
You have to sign up, go on the website, sign up, create a wallet, yes? Buy a few tokens. You can do that either with Ethereum or sign up for the card. Yeah. Go and put cash in Walmart or Walgreens or CVS Pharmacies, 7-Eleven. Put some cash on the card and you're in, you're going. It's working.
And the card, is it a bank card?
Yeah.
So it's a literal bank card. So, okay, so... Just to make this really simple, I have a card, you have a card. I've registered, obviously you've registered. You send me $10,000 because I'm a good bloke and you like me. I can go and plug that in and I can actually spend
it. Take it in an ATM machine, take it out cash. Yes. Simple.
This is what this space needs.
Yes, but this is what... So, a year ago...
That's what the world...
Here in Dubai, 1 year ago in Dubai, it was in the Address Hotel.
Yeah.
The Trescon Summit, yeah. Right? That was the first time I was a public speaker in the crypto industry. And I told people, hey guys, let's all work together. This is a new industry. There is no, I have seen on LinkedIn 3,000 crypto experts.
Yeah.
I don't believe there is one crypto expert in this world.
I agree, because it's still so new and
growing. We are all first graders.
Yeah.
So last year, because we're here, I said, we're playing in a sandbox.
Yeah.
Yes. Let's play together. Let's help one another. I told them a little bit where I wanted to go. And there was a few ICOs that had the same kind of idea.
Yeah, okay.
But they are in their 20s or maybe early 30s. They don't have the experience.
Yeah.
They burned off all the money that they raised on the ICO, and I don't know where they are now.
Yeah.
What we do, we build everything ourselves. We take it step by step because we have done it before.
Yeah.
We did it offline. We did it before that we used the internet. We just used SMS-based mobile phones.
Yeah.
So we have an offline experience that nobody has if they are born with a smartphone in their hand.
Wow. Well, I love what you're doing. Speaking of Trescon events, I mean, you flew in last night, did you say?
I flew in from LA, and with the time difference, that's a 26-hour deal.
Yeah. The event's a great one. It's an absolute...
CEO of Trescon, Mohammed Salim.
Yeah, we spoke yesterday. I didn't meet with him
okay.
yesterday.
So he's a partner in Messenger Bank. He's one of my partners.
Right.
So I go around to his events and I talk about the Messenger Bank. We have many other partners.
Yeah.
We like to take serious organizations and, let's say, spread the word together, try to help people together.
Well, it goes in with the name Messenger, right? It all fits in. It's been one of the smoothest events I've been involved with, that's for sure. It's been run really, really well. And Mohammed and his team have been fantastic. So, I mean, what's next? Obviously, just continue to spread the word and grow. I mean, this is the sort of service that can go truly global and it can be in everyone's hands quite literally, whether you've got $10 or $10 billion.
Yes.
How are you going out and capturing that market?
So, now we concentrate on United States.
Okay.
When United States is built with 180,000 load points, automatically, it will spread to South America, to China, to Africa.
One buyer goes to another arm.
So what's happening next? The next state is that with global warming, the European Union is looking at 300 million Africans running up there because it's too hot.
Yep.
So what we have to do now is to invest in Africa to keep them there. It's much cheaper and they are much happier. I mean, they have to stay local. So Messenger Bank can help a lot by being easy to send money, get money forward and backward. There is already in Kenya something similar to Messenger Bank where they can trade and send money on the mobile app. So they are very innovative.
Yeah.
We just want to come and bring it all in on a bigger scale.
Give them a bigger scale, yep. Give them better execution, and give them an incentive to actually do it. You tick all the boxes. It sounds like an absolutely amazing project. Is there anything else that you'd like to add on top of what we've just been speaking of? Because it's pretty succinct, it's pretty straightforward, and it's pretty amazing what you're doing. Anything else you want to add?
Yeah, it's a really simple business. Messenger Bank, I think you should go and sign up for one reason. Like you travel a lot.
Yep.
Yes? So our card, if you take an ATM machine, you take money out anywhere in the world, that'll cost you 75 cents
yep.
with our card. If you go with your local bank card,
I don't want to hear.
It comes up. Do you accept the 17 dirham extra cost to take out
to
20
get
your bucks?
Own money.
Yeah.
Yep.
Beep. Yes.
Yeah.
With our card, we have an ATM deal worldwide, 75 cents.
75 cents.
And you can take out $500. You can do anything you want. And you can transfer. There is an app called Venmo.
Yes, I've heard of Venmo, yeah.
Okay. So what we did, we didn't make another app, no. We took the Venmo model and put into the chip of our card so you can transfer money from card to card without an app.
Wow.
Simple. We make life easy.
And look, I'm going to throw one more thing in here. Your uncle built what building in Australia?
Let's do it one more time. He didn't build a building. My construction company that I bought in the 80s, they built the Sydney Opera House.
Right, that's
the architect.
The architect
is Danish. His name is Jørn Utzon, and my uncle worked for him.
Wow.
So you have the most photographed building in the world.
Yes.
It was built partly by my family and my construction company.
Yep.
And only recently, I think in 2011, the Australian government actually acknowledged Jørn Utzon and wanted to give him a medal. And his son came because Jørn said, I am not going there.
Too far to go.
Oh, he was upset because in 69, 70, 71.
You should have given it to me back then.
Yes.
Oh, I get it. Well, look, you're from obviously a wonderful pedigree of people that can execute truly amazing things. Messenger Bank sounds like another one of these projects. I thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you.
I will sign up for an account. I will learn more. And guys, you guys know what to do now. Website one more time.
Messengerbank.io. Go sign up. If you can find my email address, it's CEO@messengerbank.io. I might be kind and give you $50. I will not guarantee it, but I'll try.
A master marketer as well, ladies and gentlemen. Absolute pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you
so much for your time. Ladies and gentlemen, have a great day. Bye for now.
Bye-bye. Take care.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast is hosted by Craig Cobb. All Trader Cobb courses, products, and tools can be found at tradercobb.com because experience matters.